Appeals for unity. Growth in grace essential. As we were coming from Los Angeles, I thought of many things that should be considered at this meeting, but I did not expect to be the one to speak first. This I say, however, I thank the Lord that we have this beautiful place. Last night I was considering this. We must always keep in mind that we are doing a work for time and for eternity. In our Los Angeles meeting, there was a unity of sentiment in the councils that gives me great encouragement. And here at Loma Linda, we must strive to see not how much we can differ from one another, but how closely we can come into the perfect unity of which the Word of God advises us. Whenever I look at the buildings, the fields, and the orchards here at Loma Linda, I am thankful that we have this beautiful place, thankful for every foot of land that we control. By and by you will see, if you do not understand it now, that the securing of the land was essential. It may not appear to you now that it was necessary for us to secure so large a tract, but I am instructed that our work here must be carried forward on broad lines and in solid unity. That the will of the Lord may be done in this place, we must be in a position where we can understand His pleasure in regard to. Note. Remarks by Mrs. E. G. White to those assembled at the annual meeting of the College of Medical Evangelists, Loma Linda Chapel, March 28, 1912. Our words and actions, where we may be always helping forward that work which is most essential. During the night, it was again impressed upon my mind that it was through the providence of God we obtained this place when we did. Also, that the branching out and enlarging that we have done, and the development of the work as it stands today, is what the Lord would have us do. As a people, we cannot stand still. The work must grow as we move forward. We have now come to a time when there will be intensity of action on the part of some whose movements we do not now understand. How then shall we carry the work at such a time, when opportunities for advancement come unexpectedly and difficulties are constantly increasing? We must daily commit our ways to God in faith and be learning continually of Christ Jesus. He will not leave us to walk in darkness, but will give us the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. Those who are bearing responsibilities in our institutions and in various branches of the Lord's work need to be constant learners in the school of Christ. We must understand and know that the Lord is at the head of the work, although we do not always discern His overruling power. At all times it is our privilege to know that He is there, and to have the assurance that He will work with us if we will work with Him. But if one plans one thing, and another plans another thing, and each endeavors to lead, we shall get things into confusion. We may avoid this if we will. We may carry the work intelligently, in the love and fear of God. If we will make up our minds to do this at any sacrifice, if we labor patiently, we shall not fail. As I looked out of the window this morning after the fog had lifted and saw the fields and the orchards in front of the institution, I felt thankful for all the land that is now in our possession. We are not to sell portions hastily to this one and to that one, but we are to consider well who it is that we may sell to. Let every decision be made after prayer and faithful study. We need to cultivate the spirit of prayer, that all our plans may be laid wisely and in the fear of God. The work to be carried on here at Loma Linda is a great work. To carry it forward successfully, every one of us must stand in right relation to God, all striving to be learners in the school of Christ. We are not to stand in the position of persons looking for some opportunity to differ from one another. We are not to cherish differences of opinion and keep them to the front, but we are to seek to be of one mind, one heart, one spirit, because there is one who stands at our head, and it is his character that we are to represent in our labors and associations together. When I was here last, representations were given to me showing what we as a people ought to be. We are to labor in perfect harmony, not trying to be as different as possible from our fellow laborers, or to secure the leadership in some little matter, but striving to learn how to unify. The workers have come here from many different institutions, having different plans and methods of working. But no one is to put himself to the strain to bring in that which is new and odd, or something that nobody else has thought of or approves. Let us rather endeavor to come into harmony, that the blessing of God may rest upon us. We should know and understand that the Lord Jesus is our ruler. If we follow on to know the Lord, we shall know that his going forth is prepared as the morning. The righteousness and the peace of God will be given to all who will follow on to know the Lord. My brethren and sisters, harmonize. Harmonize. Bring your minds into the right relation to God, and as your minds are sanctified, they will be refined. It cannot be otherwise, because the refining influence of the Spirit of God is upon you. It is for us to understand and appreciate that God has done great things for us. He has manifested such an intense interest in us and worked so wonderfully in our behalf that it is impossible for us to fully comprehend His goodness and His grace. He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Sometimes, when I have seen brethren who do not appear to weigh carefully the influence of their words and actions upon those around them, I have felt an intense fear that they would miss the mark. We must walk humbly with God. We must learn to overcome difficulties through faith in the living God. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We are here, a large company of workers, consecrated to the service of God. And when I have heard that this one wants to leave because something does not suit him, and another plans to go because he thinks something is going wrong, I have thought, poor souls, it is you who must change. It is you who must come upon your knees to God, asking for the baptism of His Spirit. What we all need is a consecration and a faith that will stand the day of test and trial. We must have intelligence and confidence to look to God and say, "We trust Thee, our Savior, and we will not be driven from our post of duty in order to gratify the enemy of the work." What we need is a right hold on God, and if we have this, we shall come off victorious. Let us ask Him to bind us together in unity of mind, in an understanding of His guidance, and then He can work for us wonderfully. Then we shall see of the salvation of God. I am thankful to see so many of my brethren here today, brethren whom I have not seen for a long time. The Lord will surely reveal Himself to His people in this place, that they may communicate the precious truth to all parts of the world. Let us bear in mind that it is faith that leads to perfection of character. I want to be in that position where I can hear the words of my Savior to me. Let us each endeavor to keep our minds stayed upon God and prove the Lord whether He will not give us wisdom and guidance at every step. To the ministers assembled here, I will say, let every minister of the gospel give himself unreservedly to the work of God, laboring intelligently, patiently, and with unflagging energy. Hold fast to the truth as to hidden treasure, and advance constantly. As you advance, you will find that you are not alone. You have the companionship of Him who said, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world."